I'm from Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory for this Monday, as we'll see a chance for some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. We'll see wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour, temperatures at 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy with a low at 32, wind gusts as high as 35. For Tuesday, sunny and windy, temperatures at 57 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 59.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. The new Ford F-150 trucks are on the lot at Boss Motors in downtown Marysville. See the all-new Ford cars and trucks at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. I'm Rick Everett. Evacuations forced north of Hutchinson over the weekend as a grass fire burned thousands of acres in an area called the Highlands area. No injuries were reported, but some residents sought refuge at a shelter set up by the American Red Cross. High wind warnings and wind advisories across the Sunflower State today, prompting fire officials to stay vigilant with the current dry conditions. Residents of a small eastern Kansas town that was devastated by a tornado 5 years ago are proud of the progress they've made to rebuild, but acknowledge work still needs to be done. The Emporia Gazette reports an EF2 tornado hit Harveyville in Waubonsie County on February 28th of 2012. Winds over 120 miles per hour killed one person, injured nearly a dozen others, and destroyed up to 40% of the Kansas town. Mid-America Network News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Topeka police investigating a shooting that left a woman dead and four others injured late Saturday night. KSN-TV reports around midnight Saturday night, police called out on a report of a shooting. According to investigators, occupants inside two different cars were shooting at each other, which resulted in several people getting shot. WIBW of Topeka reports the four people who were wounded were at the hospital in stable condition, and Topeka police have not released any suspect information. It was a modern-day cattle roundup which shut down traffic ramps on a busy section of Kansas highways in Johnson County Friday. The Kansas Department of Transportation closed ramps about noon Friday near Kansas 10 and I-435 after a semi-trailer truck overturned on the westbound interstate to Kansas 10, releasing dozens of cows. At one point, between 55 and 60 cattle running loose on the highways. Several law enforcement agencies were involved in that roundup. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday, I'm Rick Everett. Third-party political candidates could have an easier time getting on the Nebraska ballot thanks to a Libertarian state senator who's working to build her party. Senator Laura Abge of Crete will present a bill to a committee this week that would create a new way for parties to maintain ballot access, allowing them to divert more resources into local races and fundraising. Former Creighton basketball player Maurice Watson Jr., who's charged with first-degree sexual assault, has posted a $75,000 bond to get out of jail while he awaits trial. Watson could be seen on crutches Friday evening, leaving the Douglas County Jail, according to police.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Don Landall of Marysville was recognized Thursday evening in Topeka among seven Northeast Kansas business leaders inducted into the Kansas Business Hall of Fame. The honor highlights the significant contributions and achievements in business, as well as the supporting role each has played in their respective communities. Don Landall was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and talked about his business philosophy, which has guided Landall Corporation into a worldwide manufacturing concern the past 50-plus years.
Well, my goal when I started was to become a manufacturer. And my only means of getting started, you know, you got to start small with a meaningful goal. So my first goal was to get in business. Second, you know, to do some contract work for other people. And then got large enough that we could put our own name on a project. And then, you know, just kept setting goals and obtaining goals. And something, you know, I learned real early in life that on the farm is diversification. You know, so I've always been diversified to handle the ups and downs in the business cycles.
Landall is Marshall County's biggest employer with around 750 employees locally. The recognition for the Kansas Business Hall of Fame is an initiative at Junior Achievement in Kansas, which Landall has been a strong supporter of in the Marysville community.
I personally feel it's a very much needed to get these kids off on the right foot. You know, so what I think for parents, grandparents, and teachers, it's so important to develop in our youth. I feel these individuals help young people build their foundations for future growth. This goes hand in hand with the purpose of Junior Achievement and what it stands for: inspire, prepare young people to succeed.
Don Landall, a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Marysville USD 364 School Board held a special meeting Wednesday, authorizing revision of a school calendar, dismissing school Friday, March 10th, and again April 17th, providing no additional snow days are required. This is to accommodate two snow days built into the calendar which were not used. Marguerite B. Keller Costell, age 99, of Odell, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church, Odell. Family will greet friends Monday evening, 5 until 7:30, at the Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Marguerite Costell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork, beans, cucumber and onions, apricots and ice cream. Tomorrow, chicken casserole, a muffin, beets and cranberry sauce. Check of a school and community calendar. Junior High Scholars Bowl at Marysville this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the main story is the very windy conditions will be seen all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, thanks to the strong low-pressure system making its way through the area. Numerous wind advisories as well as high wind warnings are in effect throughout the rest of this Monday, in which we could see wind gusts as high in some areas, 55 to even 60 miles per hour. We're also going to see some showers and thunderstorms push across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as well, in which some of those could be severe across the eastern central parts of the Midwest. So looking at the forecast, we have a wind advisory for this Monday as we're going to see decreasing clouds but a slight chance for some storms in the afternoon, mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, low at 32. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. For Tuesday, sunny and windy at 57, wind gusts as high as 35. And Tuesday night, clear at 28. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high on this date, 86 in 2009. The average low, 30. The record low is 1 below 0 in 1960. Sunset this evening, 6:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:45. A breezy weekend continues into our work week. South winds 20 to 25 miles an hour this morning. It's 59 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 6th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
March 6th through 10th, Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville is celebrating National Lutheran Schools with a variety of activities. The mission of Good Shepherd Lutheran School is to provide a Christ-centered quality education to all its students while assisting parents in bringing up their children in the nurture of the Lord. Every day we have the opportunity to see God's love in the hearts of His children, serving Him faithfully. Good Shepherd is a state-certified school and offers education for all children from preschool through 8th grade. We encourage you to call us at 785-562-3181 if you have any questions. I am Terry Harries, teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School. Please join us in celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week.
Sunday chock full of drama on the courts and the ice. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. College basketball's regular season came to a close Sunday, 1 week before the NCAA tournament field is announced. Two automatic berths were awarded, though, as the Atlantic Sun and Big South Conference tournament finals were held. In Fort Myers, Florida Gulf Coast broke out its high-flying style of basketball.
Morelio with the rejection. Good one the other way. Terrell hits the three. In Fort Myers.
Kevin Brown on ESPN2. The win marked FGCU's third tournament bid in 5 years. In the Big South, Winthrop punched its ticket for the first time since 2010. To the NBA, where the Jazz fought back from a 14-point deficit to force overtime against the Kings. Down one with seconds to go, they found their hero.
Gobert sets the pick. Hill works behind the college, the pick. Attacking college nine. Top step back, left side short. Gobert tipped it up and in. Jazz win!
David Locke on KZNS as the Jazz win 110-109. In Phoenix, former Sun Isaiah Thomas dropped 35 points and put his team in position to win late. But Suns rookie Tyler Ulis had other ideas.
Bledsoe going to go past him, attacks the rim, forces it up and in to tie it. With 4 seconds to go, the Celtics do not have a timeout. Inbound Isaiah, he drops it, picked up by Ulis. His fall away is good! It's good! The Suns have stolen the ballgame!
Sean Grande on WBZ in Boston as Ulis's dagger gave the Suns a 109-106 win. On the ice, the Penguins fought back from a 3-0 hole against the Sabres.
Dumoulin, right side of Schultz, fake a shot. Now it's right way in front. Sherry scores! Hunter Sherry set up by Schultz, streaking to the net from the left wing circle. The Penguins have taken the lead for the first time today.
Mike Lang on WXDX as Connor Sherry put the Penguins ahead for good. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Substate basketball finals on Saturday. 3A girls, Nemahal Central over Hiawatha 56-50. Marysville boys took Sabetha 50-40. 2A girls, Washington County fell to Waubonsie 61-54. Sacred Heart over Waubonsie boys 79-49. Centralia girls took Frankfort in Class 1A 55-36. Onega boys defeat Donovan West 43-31. Hanover girls trip Lynn in Class 1A 55-39. Hanover boys down Pike Valley 56-36. Wetmore girls over Southern Cloud in Class 1A, 39-36. Haxtell boys took Wetmore, 43-33. In the state tournament in Nebraska, Howells Dodge over Diller-Odell, 39-30 in the state title game. Area teams advancing to state competition. Nemahal Central girls and Marysville boys in Class 3A. In Class 1A, Hanover girls and boys, Centralia girls and Haxtell boys.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, it was 6 weeks ago that President Trump selected Sonny Perdue as his nominee for Secretary of Agriculture. Farm State senators frustrated as the administration hasn't yet sent the paperwork in for the nomination to the Senate. Those farm state senators represent a whole lot of the core voters that were key to Trump's election. Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts needs that paperwork before he can schedule a hearing. Roberts says he isn't sure what the holdup is, but he said we need a champion for agriculture, and we need him on the board. He predicted last week that once the paperwork is in, there shouldn't be any problem getting Perdue confirmed. The White House says the paperwork is coming soon, but senators say they haven't been given any reason for the delay. Charles Grassley said they don't seem to have a reason why the name hasn't come up. He has spoke with several White House staff members about the nominee. Some farm state senators questioning whether the president is paying enough attention to the rural areas played a big part in his election victory. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds disagreed, saying he's talking about rolling back regulation. Those things really matter to rural America. Well, billionaire Carl Icahn was on the defense regarding his attempt to restructure the renewable fuel standard. An article from Bloomberg says Icahn arguing that without changes, independent refiners and small gas station owners will soon go out of business. His attempt to get the point of obligation changed under the RFS is drawing criticism thanks to his role as an unpaid advisor to President Trump. Now, he's also the principal owner of CVR Energy, and therein lies the conflict. Icahn was quick to dismiss any criticism, said the action is straightforward. He said, I own a refinery, so obviously I have an interest in it, but there are 12 other refineries getting killed worse than mine is, he said. I own a refinery, so who knows better than me? Why shouldn't I advocate, he said. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Craig Mead. Well, work continues to ramp up on the next farm bill. We get more on this story from Gary Crawford.
Aside from the safety net programs for cotton and dairy, which may need some overhauls in the new farm bill, for most other programs,
it'll be more the idea of fine-tuning those.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway telling the Agriculture Department's Outlook Forum the other day that, of course, he and his committee will entertain new ideas and proposals. However,
if you bring me a new idea, you got to come with not only the new idea, what the impact's going to be, and oh, by the way, what's it going to cost, and where are you going to get the money from? Because it's mostly a closed loop. If I got to give your new idea money, then I'm going to take it away from somebody else.
And lawmakers are already proposing new programs over in the Senate. South Dakota Senator John Thune has just unveiled a proposed new conservation program called the Soil Health and Income Protection Program, or SHIP for short, sort of a smaller, shorter-term version of the Conservation Reserve. And there will be many new proposals over this next 2 years. Now, you may have heard a radio station say something like, all music, all the time. But Mike Conaway says in his ag committee in the next 2 years,
it's all farm bill all the time.
In Washington, Gary Crawford.
By the way, if work continues at this pace and the farm bill is completed and implemented on time, that would be the first time in 16 years for that to have happened. Soil temperature reports. We are seeing the temperatures roll up pretty nicely early on Monday after a very warm weekend, holding in the mid-30s to upper 30s across the northern tier of counties in Nebraska. Elsewhere across Nebraska, mid-40s for the most part. Temperatures have topped 50 degrees in all but to far western and northwest western sections of Kansas and in Oklahoma. The 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning, holding in the mid-50s statewide except for the Panhandle. Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network.
The big one is back. It's the 51st annual Triumph of Ag Show, Wednesday and Thursday, March 8th and 9th, Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort. Farm equipment, supplies, services, technologies, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Seminars both days with crafts and indoor varieties, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 51st annual Triumph of Ag Show, CenturyLink Center, Omaha, Nebraska. March 8th and 9th, free parking and free admission. Doors open every day at 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Band Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairieband.com/bingo.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture. Well, the USDA came out with its WASD report, the Worldwide Supply and Demand Estimates report. And later on this month, we will get the Planting Intentions report. Let's look at some of the WASD numbers with an expert right after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Even though there is a lot of field work going on across the United States, it's still a rather slow time, relatively slow time, which allows a lot of time to prognosticate about what is going to be coming in terms of planting. The USDA issued its WASD report, the Worldwide Supply and Demand Estimates, and indicated that there should be 90 million acres of corn planted and 88 million acres of soybeans, and corn staying the same, soybeans increasing from its previous report by about 5%. On the day the report came out, we spoke with Jerry Goodell of Price Futures Group, and he reminded us that this is not the producer information. It is solely an estimate by the USDA.
Yes, you know, this is not a survey of the producers. This is really assumptions that they're looking at. They put out some of these as a baseline number, but they readjusted them today because we had a big adjustment in last fall's winter wheat plantings. They were 1.5 to 2 million less than they were anticipating in November and the numbers we had in January. And that factor then made adjustments in the soybeans. The soybeans went from about 85.5 up to about 88 million, and it's a significant increase, but yet in the same situation, the trade was looking for a number similar to that. And at this point, the corn number, also in the U.S., was placed at 90 million, which is down about 4 million from last year.
Was that 5.5% increase in soybean acreage a surprise, or have there been talk about that?
Well, there's whisper campaigns and ideas earlier there that we could be as high as 5 or 6 million. And that came from some very respected sources of surveying people. But I think what's happened even in the last 6 to 8 weeks, that the corn prices has crept back towards $4 for new crop, and soybean prices have plateaued after the emotions of Argentina. And so they're coming back a little bit closer to each other. And also the Eastern Corn Belt, tough for people to not plant corn when you get 200 bushels.
The corn yields were outstanding last year. So were beans, though.
They were off the charts. If you think about it, 4.5 bushels jump year over year. But I think in reality is that the soybeans could still go up a little bit. We still got to shake some things out in the Northern Plains, how this wheat numbers come out from there. And also what happens in the Southwest, where we've got less corn acres down there and maybe less sorghum might be going to cotton.
Jerry Goodell of Rice Futures on the USDA's Supply and Demand Estimates. Back after this.
Hit the bullseye with Spring Hill Herefords and Alcove Cattle Company's annual on-target Hereford and Angus Bull Sale, Saturday, March 18th, beginning at 1 o'clock at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Selling 26 yearling Hereford bulls plus 5 18-month-old, 25 Angus bulls, and 10 Angus heifers. Learn more online at ontargetbullsale.com or springhillherefords.com or alcovecattlecompany.com. Find them on Facebook as well. Sale broadcast online at dvauction.com. The annual On Target Hereford and Angus Bull Sale is Saturday, March 18th, beginning at 1 o'clock at the Marshall County Fairgrounds, Blue Rapids. More details online at ontargetbullsale.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings for today: 180 black and red steers weigh 725 to 825. 14 black steers and heifers 5 to 5.5. 25 black steers weigh 6 to 750. 16 black and white faced steers and heifers 5 to 6. 9 black steers and heifers 4 to 5. 15 black steers weigh 6 to 7. 8 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 550. 17 black and red steers and heifers 5 to 6. 7 black and red families, running age, calves 1 to 2 weeks. 10 Holstein steers weigh 450 to 7, and 21 black and red heifers 550 to 650. Those early consignment listings online at Beatrice77.net. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Breezy conditions continue. Wind south 20 to 25 miles an hour already this morning. Overnight lows near 60 are near seasonal highs, with middle 70s on tap for a high today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Connor Frankamp scored 19 points. Marcus McDuffie added 16 as number 21 Wichita State beat Illinois State 71-51 in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship game yesterday, earning an automatic NCAA tournament berth. After splitting their regular season series and sharing the conference championship, Wichita State left no doubt as to whom the top team in the Missouri Valley Conference was this season. Frank Mason III scored 27 points to help number one Kansas hold off Oklahoma State Saturday night 90-85. Mason, the Big 12's leading scorer, also had 9 assists and 8 rebounds. Kansas had already clinched its 13th consecutive Big 12 title, but the Jayhawks, now 28-3, 16-2 in conference play, remained focused and shot 56% against one of the hottest teams in the league. Mid-America Network Sports.
Saturday night sub-state basketball recap and boys action. The 3-seeded Marysville Bulldogs defeat the 5th-seeded Sabetha Blue Jays 50-40 behind 19 points from junior Gabe Peachell. Jack Bloomer had 10. Adam Lindhorst and Bryson Meinhardt each had 6. For Sabetha, they were led by Christian Meyer with 8 and Eric Renier with 7. The victory ensures that Marysville will return to the state tournament next week. Again, Marysville Bulldog basketball are winners 50-40 in the sub-state championship game. Brian Cook reporting for KNDY.
Washington County Lady Tigers fought hard but came up short to Wabunsee 61-54 in the 2A sub-state championship Saturday at Bennington. Washington County up 1 at the intermission, came storming back for an 8-point lead early in the second half. But Wabunsee would regain the lead and hold till the end. Carson Schultz, lead scorer, with 17. Madeline Michaelis with 13. Madeline Huntley scored 10 as Wabunsee improves to 19-2. Washington County led by Jenna Henneberg with 17. 15 of those in the first half was on the bench, some in the second half with fouls. Annie Otot with foul out late with 14 as Washington County season ends